Why he chose The Merchant is less clear, excepting that when he first spoke to me about it, he wanted to use part of Act Five, which was to become an ode to music. And it was only once he had said, well, will you work with me on this ode to music? And I'd said yes, that he said, well, in that case, why don't we do the whole opera, do the whole play? So that's how it began, really, as far as I know. He said to me, John, you must reduce Shakespeare's play to 1 hour of script. And then a little later on, he said, I cannot write these English iambic pentameters. You must break up the lines, because we wanted to use Shakespeare's language as far as possible. And so that just meant destroying, fracturing those pentameters. And that's all he ever said, and left me to get on with it. So we did agree that certain things had to come out, and certain things obviously had to stay. But it was a wonderful opportunity for André, really, to explore things in music which were of importance to himself, I think. That he was Jewish, and he had never written anything about the persecution of Jews, and this was an opportunity to say something important. The fact that he chose to have Antonio singing as a countertenor did rather imply in the 70s this was a homosexual issue which had to be kept under wraps, so to speak. And then there was the issue of music. So I think there were three areas of particular interest to him which we had to work out. And André certainly had his own sense of humour, and that came out in a variety of ways. For example, he brings out that great trumpet call at the beginning of the other Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. Yeah. And when he introduced the notion of the rings, there's just a little tiny hint of Wagner. And he did enjoy little mischievous things like that. That was very much André, you know.